The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it is once again my delight, my privilege, my honor to welcome to the program Lauren Gydeck, Vice President of Communications and Media for Christian Healthcare Ministries. Lauren, welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. So happy to be back with you here in 2020. Looking forward to it.
Oh, it is such a delight to tell our listeners about Christian Healthcare Ministries, because so many of my listeners have genuinely been helped by you folks. In fact, I know as a fact that you folks have been a lifesaver for many in our audience. So it really is a privilege for me to share with our listeners about what you folks are doing. And as we look back on 2019, is this possible that Christian Healthcare Ministries shared over $500 million in medical bills? Is that possible?
Yes, Bob, that is 100% accurate. I think it was about $504 million. And we just got that statistic in, but we are obviously very thrilled because we know that means that we're helping people, we're helping families. You know, I did see another number where we helped about 50,000 families all over the country last year, and I'm certain some of those were probably in your area as well.
Oh, I am certain of that. And Lauren, I've got to deal with the elephant in the room. There is a great deal of misinformation about health sharing ministries right now in the press and so forth. And I want our listeners to know that you folks do not use insurance agents, independent agents, to try to steer people to you. Is that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely right, Bob. There are some other health cost-sharing organizations out there who do use insurance agents, and that's really a big no-no because, you know, the state insurance regulators really frown on that type of activity. So if anybody tries to approach any of your listeners trying to sell health cost sharing to them, I would say beware, be very careful, you know, because they're really not supposed to be doing that. So CHM does not ever contract with insurance agents. We don't pay commissions. You know, we don't work through any of them. Though I will say we do have insurance agents who are members of CHM, and we appreciate them. They spread the word. So we do have some really good folks out there.
And, of course, if health insurance agents get involved in the process, then they're taking a cut, correct?
Right. That's what we're finding. And, you know, we just don't think that's fair or ethical, you know, for people to have to pay extra for that service. It's very easy for people to just go online, fill out our online application. All of our information, including our guidelines, which is, you know, what types of medical bills we share, all of that is on our website, Bob. And, you know, we have, I think, 40 plus staff members here to answer phone calls and emails, your questions that you have about CHM and how it works. So we're very happy to serve in that way. So just contact us directly.
And I couldn't agree with that more. And let me give you the 800 number, 800-791-6225. 800-791-6225. And I think one of the wonderful things about the website, chministries.org, is that you have a large number of testimonial videos that I think would help people in our audience to understand how Christian Healthcare Ministries interacts with individuals. Would you agree that it would be very wise for our listeners to check out the videos at chministries.org?
Yes, absolutely. A video is one of the easiest ways to communicate, with the folks out there and for them to kind of understand who we are and what we do, Bob. And we have a couple different types of videos. So one of them is, educational. We want people to feel comfortable with what CHM is, what we do. But also, if you're someone who just joined, so this is January, it's the beginning of the year, people are joining in large numbers, and maybe they've never, done anything except health insurance before. So this is really a new area. This is a new journey for them, and they might not fully understand. So I really encourage the folks to go on our website, chministries.org/video, and you can see all kinds of educational videos. Even if you're a new joiner, you have medical bills, you want to know what to do with them, we will hold your hand through that. And then we also have a number of just wonderful testimony videos on that page as well. So it's chministries.org/videos.
Again, we are talking with Lauren Gydak, who is Vice President of Communications and Media for Christian Healthcare Ministries. Lauren, what is your prime audience? Who are the people specifically, the kinds of people today that you would like to encourage to check out Christian Healthcare Ministries?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bob. We've really been kind of delving deep into understanding who our members are, especially going forward this year. And what we are finding is we have a lot of self-employed folks, pastors, church staff. We do have many groups who are part of CHM, so it is possible to join as a group. We have a lot of young families who are looking for an affordable maternity program, and we have an excellent maternity program on our gold level. And, just any Christian, we welcome any Christian to join, as long as they're living by biblical principles, and we don't ask about your height or your weight or where you're from, or, we ask about your health history, but that never prevents you from becoming a member. That will never, price you out or anything like that. We wouldn't raise your rates based on your health history or anything like that.
Well, I think that's one of the most amazing things about Christian Healthcare Ministries. As I've learned more about other health sharing ministries, some of those folks, and again, I don't want to be overly critical, but some of those others, if you really need them, they won't cover you. There is no health exam with Christian Healthcare Ministries, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we don't want to impose a lot of stringent requirements. So, we are here to serve all of God's people, whoever you are. And, we don't even ask about race when people join. We just don't think it's that important because we're all members of the body of Christ, and that's who we're here to serve.
Well, we're beginning a brand new year. How does the future look for Christian Healthcare Ministries?
I'd say the future is very bright, Bob. We have wonderful members out there. We have wonderful staff. We are breaking goals at every turn. We had a record-breaking month last year. You and I talked about last time where we shared $52 million in 1 month. And, of course, we talked about the $500 million that we shared overall in 2019. But I am just astounded at what God is doing here, Bob. It's such a pleasure to work here and to serve God's people all over the country so that they can do what God wants them to do, and they're not worried about their health care costs.
Well, one of the things that I love about Christian Healthcare Ministries, in fact, the thing that I love most, is that it's thoroughly biblical, and because of that, I really believe God has honored it. I know in talking with individuals, one of the fears that people have, simply because they don't know, is that they're going to run out of money. Last year in 2019, how many times did Christian Healthcare Ministries have to write a letter to one of their members and say, folks, we're really sorry, but we just kind of ran out of money? How often did that happen?
That has never happened, Bob. And I want to let your listeners know that I've been here almost 17 years, and that has never happened, and that has never been a concern. And another thing that's really important to note is that we do share 100% of qualifying medical bills. So you wouldn't be stuck in a situation where, you know, we would share 80% and you would have to pay 20%. It's not like that here. As long as it qualifies according to our guidelines, we share 100%.
All right, Lauren Gydeck with Christian Healthcare Ministries. Folks, please, please, please check them out. The website is chministries.org, but please make sure you see the bubble people. Do not be fooled by, well, a counterfeit. chministries.org or call them at 800-791-6225. 800-791-6225. Lauren, it is always a privilege, and thank you for all that you are doing for the body of Christ.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate talking with you, and it's my honor and my pleasure.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, we Christian biblical conservatives are involved in a lot of battles. I mean, we really are. And I think it's very important that we're honest, transparent about which battles we're winning and which ones we are losing. Right now, in the human sexuality, family, marriage battle, we're losing. That's just a fact, folks. We have not lost, but we're losing. Public opinion is swinging against us. I'm praying that that turns around. I pray that people wake up and begin looking, not just from a biblical perspective, because I can't expect the secular world to adopt a biblical worldview. I can't expect that. But there is common sense. And if you look at science, if you look at the facts, same-sex relationships are incredibly dangerous domestically, medically. This whole transgender thing is a farce scientifically, and that is a fact. So I'm hoping and praying that that will turn. One battle that we are beginning to win is the abortion battle. We are. We have not won. The war is not over. Far, far, far from it. But we are winning some significant, important battles, and much of that is because of technology. Ultrasound has been an unbelievable weapon in the pro-life war. When women can actually see their unborn baby, see it's not just a blob of tissue. They see the little fingers and the little toes and the eyes and the nose and the mouth and sucking a thumb. And I think probably most important, the heart beating. When women see that, over 80% of abortion-minded women change their mind. Now, there is another battle, a new tool in the battle. And it's become increasingly necessary because, and I don't know whether you know this or not, but in 2001, only 6% of abortions were chemical abortions. The abortion pill, RU486, and the second pill. In 2001, only 6% were chemical abortions. In 2020, it is estimated that out of all abortions in America, 43%, getting close to half, will be chemical abortions. Woman goes to a doctor's office. She doesn't even have to go to an abortion clinic. She goes to a doctor's office. Hey, I'm pregnant. I don't want to be pregnant. The doctor says, well, take this pill. And then in so many hours later, you take the second pill. Thousands and thousands of those women who go to the doctor's office or an abortion clinic and take the first pill, go home and realize, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? What have I done? So many of them regret it. And get this, this is what I want you to hear. Until recently, that was it. You were told you had to take the second pill. You had to. There is now a way to reverse the procedure, and it's effective in over 60% of the cases. When women change their mind within 72 hours, within 72 hours after taking that first pill, it's called the Abortion Pill Rescue Network. The Abortion Pill Rescue Network. It is absolutely the latest development in the fight against abortion and for life. Guess where the Abortion Pill Rescue Network resides? Heartbeat International. And guess who refers women from all over the United States to the Abortion Pill Rescue Network? The Option Line. Now, every week, 3,000 babies are saved from abortion through the Ministry of Heartbeat International and the Option Line. And of those 3,000, many of them now are women who reverse the chemical abortion process. This is brand new technology. This is cutting edge. This is one of the latest developments in the fight for life. And when you call 800-999-7408 and make the most generous donation you possibly can to Heartbeat International, you are also supporting the Abortion Pill Rescue Network. I hope you'll call. I just got this from the call center. The credit card for a $75 donation was declined because of a problem with a security code. I hope that person calls back. But at least someone is trying to help. Now, I hope that person will call back, give them the right security code, and I hope that that credit card will be processed. But folks, listen to me. Listen to me, please. We can save the lives of the unborn. We have that opportunity in our hands, but we need to respond. We're slightly more than halfway to our goal. I am pleading with you. Could you take 1 hour of Option Line? If you will underwrite 1 hour of Option Line for $75, on average, 18 women who call, who are abortion-minded, will change their minds and a baby will be saved. On average, 18 every single hour. Now, we desperately need a couple of $500 gifts. We desperately need somebody who will take care of one entire day, $1,800. Please call 800-999-7408. Please, 800-999-7408.